Welcome to the Financial Markets Insights podcast brought to you by the Realization Group, where we bring together the best minds in the financial and capital markets industry to discuss all the latest trends and news. I'm your host, Helen Disney, and today I'll be in conversation with Richard Mundell, Chief Product Officer at TRG Screen. In this episode, we'll be discussing what does the film The Matrix have in common with market data subscription management? Two seemingly very different topics that Richard is going to help us to unpack. So welcome, Richard. Thanks so much for being with us here today to talk about what The Matrix and market data subscription management have in common. Before we just kick off, I thought it would be great just to hear a little bit more about your professional background, just for listeners to know a bit more about you.
Great. Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, my name's Richard Mundell. I'm the Chief Product Officer at TRG Screen. I've been at TRG since 2003. And my career has really spanned both being on the consumer side of market data. I started my career at a bank. Actually, I brought TRG's original product FITS into that bank and got to know the founders of TRG, which led to a job at TRG. I'm helping kind of drive, you know, their development and product strategy. I've also spent some time on the vendor side as well. So really for this industry, which is all about that kind of combination of consumers consuming data from vendors and then us sort of sat in the middle, helping kind of understand and get transparency on the spend and the consumption of market data. I've seen it from all three perspectives.
That's great. And I know you recently presented at DKF, the DACH Congress on Financial Information, and you themed your presentation around the film The Matrix. Can you tell us a bit more about why you did that?
Sure. Yeah, it's become a bit of a thing for my DKF presentations. We theme them rather tenuously around a movie. And we picked this time the science fiction masterpiece, The Matrix, which actually released back in 1999. I was sad to discover, which made me feel really quite old.
Yeah, time flies.
Exactly. But the reason I picked The Matrix was, as well as it being, of course, a cool movie that I knew the audience would have seen, that there's that iconic visual of the green letters and numbers falling down the screen. It's one of the most famous visuals in cinema. And of course, I hope all the listeners to this have watched the movie, but in the film, that's the code of the Matrix. That's what's going on in the system that the protagonists of the movie are trapped in. And to normal humans, it's just a random jumble of numbers and symbols. But to the film's hero, Neo, it's the Keanu Reeves character, he's evolved special powers that allows him to read and interpret the Matrix. And that jumble of kind of numbers and letters reminds me a lot about managing market data and how difficult it is getting insight into how much you're spending and to spot opportunities to optimize that spend. Because for folks who have a system to manage their market data spending already, there's a huge amount of granular data that those record, but understanding it and getting actionable insights from it is really difficult just because of the sheer volume of it. And frankly, a lot of the reporting capabilities on your market data spend also date from 1999, but look less high tech than the movie. So that's really what inspired it to theme it on The Matrix.
I love these kind of analogies. I think it's a really good way of explaining things. And so what are the parallels then between market data subscription management and the red and blue pill that Neo is offered earlier on in the film?
Well, I think probably it's worth saying, giving a little bit of background at least, is there's a lot of market data out there. And again, I would have thought people listening to this podcast are going to be subscribers to market data, whether they're directly responsible for it or there's just market data coming into their firm. But it's a huge, huge industry. There's a survey that's put together every year by a very respected research group called Burton Taylor. I think it's called the Financial Market Data Annual Benchmark Study. I think that's the official name for it. And their figures in 2022, there was 35.6 billion, so that's billion with a B, US dollars. So 35.6 billion US dollars spent on purchasing financial market data, which is just a huge volume of spend on data. And that's up over 7% over the last year. So it didn't drop during COVID, but there was a post-COVID bounce of even greater hunger for more data being consumed. And actually those figures predate the current global inflation that we have at the moment. So I imagine those figures will go up even more next year. And we see a lot of that market data spend, you know, a lot of that 35.6 billion going through TRG's spend management systems. But we can estimate based on what we know is coming through us and what proportion we have of the industry, that there's actually, shockingly almost, there's $16.2 billion that is not managed in any market data spend system at all. So that 35.6, so $35 billion on market data being spent, and over half, $16 billion, is not being tracked in a proper fit-for-purpose market data spend management system. So that is absolutely shocking. In the presentation, I use the analogy of kind of the blue pill versus red pill. Because, of course, in the movie, the protagonist Neo is given the choice of taking the blue pill and forgetting he was ever in the Matrix, or taking the red pill and seeing how deep the Matrix goes. Well, if you're part of those firms that are within that $16.2 billion that is consuming data, but not actually really tracking it properly, then you're already kind of sucking on that blue pill. You know, you're probably blissfully unaware of all of the optimization opportunities you're missing out on by not tracking your spend properly.
Absolutely. And for those people who might be new to the world of market data management, how do these solutions you have cut through the chaos of the Matrix code?
Sure. So, I mean, there might be people out there who are thinking, well, you know what? I do have a system. It's Ariba, or I have Cooper, or iValue, or some AP system or contract management system, or I'm using Excel. So I am tracking this properly. Well, those systems are great for general spend, general contracts, general accounts payable, or maybe not Excel. If you're using Excel for your accounts payable, that's probably not the best tool to be using. Market data is kind of a very special and complex beast. This is pretty unique to market data that you can have a service from one vendor delivered over another vendor's feed, and you're billed by a third vendor. You might even be under contract with a fourth vendor. That is a lot different to a lot of other corporate subscriptions and other spend that you have. So yeah, you might be able to say, you know what, I've tracked my invoices in, say, Ariba, and I know I've spent 3 million euros with Refinitiv last month, but it won't be able to give you any detail about which users and which individual subscriptions they have. So that's why a market data spend management system really helps you create some order there from the chaos. So it's probably worth talking through a little bit of what one of those systems does, how it differs from a system like a general spend management system. And there are a lot of similarities in a way, but at the core is having a repository of your contracts and your commercial terms with your vendors. But the way it differs from a generic spend management system that might be tracking other simpler corporate subscriptions is there's a lot of nuances to your market data of you can have multiple vendors involved in the delivery and the commercial arrangements of getting a service to the desktop of a user to consume that data. So having a contract management system that can actually understand not just the basic terms of the contracts and the date ranges, but the pricing structures that are unique to market data, the way quantity of users is counted, the way that you're checking or tracking how a service is delivered, because one service might be delivered from a vendor over a myriad of different delivery systems that all might have different commercial terms. So having something that can track the market data nuances of your contracts is really key. The other key input then you'd have to a market data management, a spend management solution, is having information about your company, who your employees are, the cost centers that they live within, the GL accounts that you're going to charge their costs to. And with those two building blocks, those two very fundamental building blocks, it gives you an intersection of an inventory. Who in your organization has what services under which commercial arrangements at what cost? And from having that core, that is incredibly valuable to then build out the other key capabilities of tracking the vendor invoicing you're receiving, being able to reconcile your invoices and make sure your vendors are billing you correctly, that you agree on the number of users you've got, you agree on the commercial terms and the pricing. It becomes an absolutely crucial hub for managing your flow of orders and requests from users and the subsequent procurement with vendors. And also, very, very importantly, when we're talking about the sheer scale of some of the costs involved, even for small firms that will have tens of millions of dollars of market data coming in, is then actually being able to perform financial allocations and pay your invoices and really track the detail of the costs. Because if you're dealing with tens of millions of dollars, or in some organizations, it can be hundreds of millions of dollars, you need to make sure that you've got really, really robust financial practices. And then ultimately, having reporting out, being able to show your users, very basic level, show your users what they've got, how much it costs.
So if you've got all your contracts and in a system, what sort of opportunities does that give you that you wouldn't otherwise have?
So having that spend management system, those contract terms, the inventory, being able to predict your invoices, there's some very obvious low-hanging fruit that should be able to give you that without having a system or having one that isn't specialized for market data, it's very hard to get these capabilities. I mean, one of the simplest thing is just simply tracking leavers. So if you've got your HR information flowing into the system, you have that inventory of who has what, you're able to see, oh, look, this person is leaving in 3 months' time, so I can shut off their services. You know, this is how much their services cost. And I can shut those off, and you can shut those off in good time. another one that is very unique to market data is duplicated services. I mean, maybe you're using another system to track, I don't know, your software licenses. It's not very typical that somebody, say, would have two Salesforce logins, for instance. But for market data, that actually having duplicated services, there's actually quite a regular occurrence, because you might have, say, New York Stock Exchange data coming on a Bloomberg terminal and New York Stock Exchange data coming on a Refinitiv terminal. So that's a legitimate reason to have it twice. But should you be paying twice? In a lot of cases, you can actually have the same service over different delivery mechanisms. But because it's the same set of eyeballs, the vendor will only charge you once. So if you're not using a system that understands that concept, then you're probably just going to be paying twice by default. Contract auto-renew is another key thing. I am a vendor. I mean, I guess I sit between data vendors and consumers, but I'm a software vendor. Nothing we love more than a contract automatically renewing, but that's not necessarily going to be in the consumer's best interest, because often they'll auto-renew with a default price increase. You want to be on top of that. You want to know when your contracts are coming up for renewal, and you want to be able to get sufficient advance notice so you can check, do I still need this thing? And if I do, I then need to negotiate, particularly the, you know, the big important contracts with vendors before they just auto roll and you just get some default terms. And actually, something else that feeds into that as well is being able to survey your users. If you have an inventory and you have the appropriate tooling in your spend management system, well, you can actually automatically trigger a survey to go out to users of a service that maybe its contract is up for renewal in 3 months and find out, well, do they still want it? Maybe the price is likely to go up next month for this service. So maybe then that's the point where there isn't enough value for the user to want to pay that, to have that cost hit their cost center anymore. Or maybe they're just not very happy with the quality of the service. So actually getting sentiment feedback from users and using that as a tool in your negotiations with the vendor is incredibly powerful. And the other thing as well, I mean, there's many, many benefits to market data management systems. I could wax lyrical about that for hours. But another really, really key thing is going to be compliance risk around the rules and the contractual terms you have on how you are allowed to use the data you subscribe to, especially for exchange data. You need to be able to know and track, are you using data in the ways that you're allowed to for the use cases you've licensed? Are the departments who are using it actually covered within the license? Are you reporting your consumption correctly? In a lot of cases for exchange data, you actually have to perform kind of an honesty declaration on a regular basis of what you're consuming. But that quantity isn't necessarily straightforward. It might be the number of eyeballs, but it starts to get very complicated when it comes to one system consuming data and passing it to another system and maybe being used programmatically. So you don't want to be leaving yourself open to audit. And actually at the DKF presentation, yeah, we used a nice little video clip from the second Matrix movie of the agents, of the evil agents breaking down a door as an analogy for exchange auditors. So yeah, sorry, exchange auditors, if everybody was watching that.
Well, we can't please everybody all of the time, can we? But I know in the film, the heroes of the story had access to the system directly by data probe. And I guess that's not something the average market data management team would be keen to do. So, Richard, can you just talk to us a bit about how this links with the evolution of data and business intelligence from TRG Screen's point of view?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, if you've got the system now, you know, you've weaned yourself off just using Excel or something that doesn't understand the nuances of market data. But yeah, you're back to the matrix picture where you've got lots and lots of data tumbling down the screen in green letters and numbers. So making sense of that is really key, because, well, I explained, you know, there's some kind of low-hanging fruit here. The real value comes from really having a true picture of what's going on in your subscription landscape, and that transparency, and get spotting opportunities to, well, ideally manage your costs down, but at least make sure you've got your costs under control. So a lot of this now comes down to kind of the evolution of business intelligence here in the industry. And it's an industry maybe stuck a little bit in old ways of doing things. As I said, I joined TRG in 2003. I've been in market data since the late 90s. And a lot of practices about how market data subscriptions persist to this day, you know, from how it used to be before. From an evolutionary scale here is, you know, we think about, you know, the first step of that evolution being data, where that's the information you're tracking about users, you know, their subscriptions, whether they're using the services, their activity. That could be represented in Excel as a basic table. So essentially, think about that. That's the kind of the core of what's in the database underlying a market data spend management system. And a lot of folks don't get much further than then reporting on that, or reports, which is really taking that data and assembling it into some sort of a basic structure. You know, maybe it prints out on a PDF, maybe it's a pretty looking kind of banded table. But a lot of market data business intelligence is still pretty much stuck there, like it's 1999 when the film came out, using crystal reports or spreadsheets or something simple like that. And frankly, I mean, I don't want to be too critical of market data managers. A lot of other enterprise software is firmly stuck at that level of resolution too. And you're going to have to work with whatever tool set you've got. So if that's where your market data spend management system has gotten to, well, you're not going to get much beyond that. So we're looking at kind of how we can evolve past that to, you know, the matrix analogies. You know, they're plugging a big metal probe into the back of their heads that suddenly have awareness of what's going on in the matrix. Well, I'm not too keen on having a big metal probe stuck in the back of my head. So evolving from a software perspective, really the next step is analytics. That's where we can provide tools to discover patterns of data and trends, where you can slice and dice the data and manipulate it. So some market data management tooling out there starts to move more into that analytics space, which is great. But ultimately, you're still using tools to try and discover answers to your questions yourself. So where we and the industry really needs to evolve to is what we call insights. And this is the story of your data. It's about the system and the software you're using, anticipating your informational needs, knowing the questions that you need answered, and just giving you those answers out of the box without you having to manipulate the data yourself to figure that out. So insights are all about giving you a sort of aha, light bulb, but more crucially, how you can take advantage of it, what action you should take. What. So very much in kind of my matrix analogy, most of the industry is stuck between somewhere between reporting, maybe starting to move into analytics slightly, but insights is definitely where we all need to be. That's where we need to evolve to truly understand the opportunities to better manage our spend and to act on those.
Yeah, it's an interesting phase that we're moving into. And I suppose we need a sort of paradigm shift, don't we, to potentially escape from the matrix. Obviously, in the film, Neo gets rescued by the crew of the hovercraft, the Nebuchadnezzar. But in the real world of market data, how do you propose that we can escape from the matrix, if you like?
Yeah, definitely very much a paradigm shift. So as I said, you know, market data managers, there's no implied criticism here. They're working with the tools that they've had, and those tools haven't really changed. So we, as an innovative software vendor, and frankly, the consumers of our software and other people's software, really need to insist on that paradigm shift of providing insights to them rather than just this big bucket of data and some tools to sift through that data to really have the software answering their questions. So, I mean, what does that mean in practical terms? Well, that means not just lots of raw data dumps being stuck into Excel and pivot tables being run on it. It's going to mean dashboards and visualizations of that data, but more than just pretty dashboards and pretty pictures, but things that have been curated especially to give answers to the job roles using the software. So again, it should be a big move away from having to answer your own question to there being essentially a library of insights that are going to give you that information. And that's going to also include things like trend analysis in the system actually interpreting the data, looking at how costs have, say, changed over time and explain to you not just that, hey, your costs have gone up $2 million for this vendor, but why have your costs gone up? Is it because you've added a lot of users? Is it because you're supporting the addition of a new business line? Is it because the vendor's actually stuck you with a 20% price increase? All of those things actually then lead to a call to action for a market data manager to understand, okay, well, how can I better manage costs? Or maybe actually the costs are going up because, yeah, the company's doing well. We're expanding the data consumption directly. The increased data consumption directly correlates to our bottom line improving. So actually we can justify the costs going up because actually it's supporting the business. Or is it actually, you know what, there's an issue here, a cost is going up that isn't actually adding value to the business, so we need to take action to contain that. So trend analysis, commentary, highlighting of outliers, insights really helps market data managers see the true story of their market data subscription landscape and crucially optimize it and make sure that what they're subscribing for is fit for purpose and that the business is getting the value from it that correlates to the level of cost for it.
Thanks, Richard. Have you got any final remarks you want to conclude, either about the company or about the scale of the problem?
Well, I think if you're listening to this and thinking, you know what, I don't have a purpose-built spend management system for market data, well, as I say, from the analogy of the blue and the red pill, you're sucking on that blue pill, maybe blissfully unaware that you're part of that 16 billion of market data spend that we'd say isn't being properly managed. So you're going to want to have a look at getting yourself a market data spend management system. But if you've got one already, well, that's awesome. Congratulations. You'll do better than half the industry or half the consumers right now, but you're probably sifting through buckets of data and trying to interpret the matrix yourself. But what you want to be moving to is getting actionable insights that tell you the story and optimize your landscape. And I'm sure listeners will be unsurprised to hear that, yes, we have software solutions in this space. We have a comprehensive spend management solution, which can help you optimize all aspects of your spend. So if you don't have a system right now, ours is certainly worth a look. And at the core of our offering is insights. And we are trying to institute that paradigm shift across optimized platform, which covers all aspects of managing your market data, spend, usage, compliance, inquiries, and so on. So at the core of that is real cutting edge analytics, dashboarding, trend analysis, BI, built from the ground up using modern tech, which will tell you the story of your market data landscape. So it will give you those answers. It won't just be throwing lots of data at you that you have to slice and dice yourself. It will give you those answers, that call to action, that light bulb moment with actionable insights.
Thanks so much for being here today, Richard. I think I'm going to have to go back and rewatch the movie now in the light of this new information and think about it again, given everything you've just taught us. So thanks very much for being here today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.